Good morning, everybody. Good evening. Good afternoon. I went backwards. Good night. I don't know. Whenever you're listening to this, thank you for joining. Today, we're asking, a tough question. Surprise, surprise. What are you seeking in this life? What are you seeking for meaning, for truth? Something that's reliable and that you can stand on. And to live a new life, there has to be, you know, a standard of what I'm seeking to live my new life by, right? So that's what we're talking about today. Let's jump into it. Welcome, friends, to New Plan Life, where we've decided to hit the restart button on our lives and pursue what is life-giving instead. We'll be studying scripture daily, talking about current events with guests, and so much more. Thanks for listening. God bless. All right, so hope everyone's doing well today. I am. I just bought some caramel for my coffee. I don't know about you guys, but caramel drizzle and coffee. Mwah. It's so good. Like, if I had to choose one thing to be in my coffee, it would be caramel drizzle. Just a lot of it. You know, melted in the espresso. Gosh, I'm such a fatty. But anyways, it's delicious. And I made my own this morning, and I'm proud of myself. You know, if anyone makes coffee at home, I'm proud of you because it's so easy to go out and just buy whatever. And now I offended someone. And if I did, I'm not sorry. Okay. Anyways, make your coffee at home. Save some money, you know? Okay. So today I was reading in John and man, I didn't even get very far. And then I stumbled across this scripture. It's when the disciples of John, you know, Jesus enters the scene, and then Jesus walks by John, and he says, "Behold, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God." And John loses his disciples, and they follow Jesus instead. And when they start following Christ, he turns around, he says, "What are you seeking?" What an interesting question. It seems normal at first, right? Because if someone starts following you, the first thing you ask is, what do you want? Or what are you doing? Right? Or, sorry, I don't have any cookies. I don't know what you say. I don't know the situation. But this was God in flesh, the Son of God, that was asking the disciple, what are you seeking from me? That changes things. It's not just someone, you know, it's not an everyday person. It's Jesus saying, what are you seeking? And it makes me want to ask, what am I seeking from Jesus? Is it, you know, like them, is it excitement of the moment of someone saying, Jesus is the Son of God? And I'm just like, oh, I got to follow this guy. You know, what is it? Fly by the seat of your pants? Seed of your pants. I don't know. You know the saying. Or, so that would mean I would be following him out of, I guess, curiosity. Am I following Christ to watch him, you know? To study him and to see, you know, how he reacts and how he talks and if I should look up to him, if I should condemn him. Am I following him for selfish gain? You know? Back then especially, or even today, you know, for selfish gain. I mean, back then they saw his miracles and all this, and they were following him for, you know, to use him. Am I following him to say, I'm a Christ follower? You know how people kind of like wear the branding on their clothes, like Nike? It's like, am I following, you know, Nike just to say, I like Nike? Or, you know, whatever brand it may be, like, it's nothing but a logo. That doesn't mean, you know, you're in a relationship with those people or love them to that extent. So again, what are you seeking? What am I seeking? Jesus is going to come up at some point in your life with people, secular, people of other religions. His name is just going to come up. And what are we seeking when his name comes up, though? I think for most of us, initially, it's curiosity. And to find out, is he really who he says he is? That was my initial thought. Like, okay, you've made some extraordinary claims, so I'm going to seek if to see if this is true or not. And then Jesus is kind of like, well, what are you really seeking? And it's a fun question. So there's a lot of reasons we can seek Jesus, but many of those reasons can be twisted or thwarted or perverted and evil even. But some are genuine. Most, I would say, genuinely want to find out the meaning to this life in general. Like, we want to know why we're all here, right? So what we're seeking to find out is, again, is he who he really says he is? Because if he is, that means he is truth incarnate. He is the reason we exist. At the beginning of John, it says, all things were made through him, yet the world did not know him. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Okay, so we just gave the word he to Word. The Word was in the beginning with God. He was with God. So if there's truth, then that truth has a personhood? That's crazy. Jesus, in this case, is the Word. He is the truth that we're seeking. So to seek Jesus means to seek truth. And by seeking the truth will set you free. After the disciples saw where Jesus was staying, they spent the day with him. Andrew, this sounds like something I'd do. Andrew, Dylan, found his brother and was like, we have found him. We have found the Messiah. We have found the person that we've been looking for and praying for. This is him. And what did Jesus say to them in those hours to convince them of this? Think about that. What's it like to hear Jesus in the flesh, to sit feet away from him? What's that like? It sounds wonderful, but I can only imagine from a spiritual aspect. But I don't know what these disciples were seeking in their heart from Jesus, but what Jesus gave to them was himself, right? His time, that he gave them truth. And when we spend time with our Savior, he gives us more of himself, just like he did to the disciples. It's not knowledge that I want to seek and that I hope we seek. You know, the Bible isn't a weapon. It's his being that we're after. In this gospel, it says, Jesus came with grace and truth. There's a lot packed into that, because truth comes with joy, it comes with condemnation, it comes with beauty, judgment, understanding, with sorrow, with gratefulness, grief, and hope. But grace counteracts the truth that sin equals death. Because sin does equal death, and that's a truthful statement. But then grace comes into the picture. And grace says, I will pay that cost for you. And it's interesting to see that this phrase keeps repeating itself. Come and see. When the disciples here ask Jesus where he's staying, he responds and says, come and see. When Philip told Nathanael that they found the Messiah, Nathanael almost sarcastically says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said, come and see. The woman at the well ran into the village telling everyone about Jesus and said, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. And most magnificently, remember, the angel at the tomb who told Mary, Jesus, who you seek, is not here. He is risen. Come and see. The one whom we seek, we can only experience if we come and see. Jesus gives us an open invitation to come and see, and to come experience, and to come seek. The new life that we want to live, the new life that we are seeking, the reset, right? To walk in truth, to walk in goodness, to walk in grace and forgiveness and peace, patience, kindness, all those things. The life that we want to live the most, it will never be found unless we seek truth. Which is to say, it will never be found unless we come and see who Jesus Christ is and experience Him for ourselves. So many times, you know, we want to debate and talk people into a wall or answer all of their questions. We can try to solve their doubt all we want, but at the end of the day, it's up to them in their relationship with Christ. So a lot of us feel discouraged, you know, when we try to be good examples or be the hero and or tell people about Jesus and about our religion or our faith, and we get shot down or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's an invitation between Christ and that person. We can point them in the direction all we want and be an example, to plant the seed, to water it. But God gives the growth, right? So when Jesus says to come and see, that's a decision everyone has to make on their own. To come experience, to come learn that He is the truth, that He is the only way. It just reminds me of another Bible verse that we talked about in an earlier podcast, that my life is hidden with Christ. The true life that I want to live. And it's crazy to think that these disciples kept following Him, because they're like, there's life in this guy. There's something to Him that I want. I want my life to model Him. I want my life to be like Him. And I don't know what that is. And that's your life hidden with Christ. That's the truth of how we're supposed to live, selfless and giving and all of those things. So I encourage you guys today, whoever's listening, you know, come and see. Come and sit at the table. Take that time in your quiet place with God to sit down and read, and not just read the text, you know, through and through, but to see something that interests you and just think about it. Just write down your thoughts and seek truth and see who Jesus is and what He means and how deep His love is for you. So anyways, I hope this podcast today was an encouragement for you to, you know, ask yourself, what am I seeking? When it comes to Jesus Christ, what am I truly seeking? And is it just the moniker? Is it just the emblem on my life to say I'm a Christian? Or am I truly seeking to be like Him and imitate Him and invite Him into my heart and my soul so that I can walk new and in truth? Because that's what I want to do in my everyday life, whether it's business, whether it's the people that I run into. I want to reflect Christ, because He is the truth that I want to follow. Because I know if I follow my own truth, it won't be a very good one. So thank you guys for joining. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to come and see the presence of Christ. Be safe. God bless. Peace.